Krishna is the lover of Radha. He displays many amorous pastimes in the groves of Vrindavan. He is the lover of the cowherd maidens of Raj, the holder of the great hill named Govardhan, the beloved son of Mother Yashoda, the delighter of the inhabitants of Raj, and he wanders in the forests along the banks of the river Yamuna. Krishna is the lover, the pleasure, the springtime and delight of Srimati Radharani. He is the lover of Srimati Radhika and her lord as well. He is joyful at seeing her beauty and delights in her company. He is her beloved and he feels joy in meeting her. All glories to Krishna, the son of Mother Yashoda, the cowherd boy and giver of pleasure to the cows, land, and senses. All glories to the conqueror of Cupid, Lord Hari, who takes away all inauspiciousness. He is unlimited and the awarder of liberation. All glories to the infallible Lord, husband of the goddess of fortune, the supreme enjoyer and the moon of Vrindavan. All glories to Krishna, who always holds a flute to his mouth. He is the color of a blue rain cloud and is the bliss of the gopis. Lord Krishna is the beloved son of Mother Yashoda, the greatest lover in the land of Vraj, the delight of Gokul, Kanha, the wealth of the lives of the gopis. He steals the mind of even Cupid and punishes the Kaliya serpent. These pure holy names of Lord Hari are full of sweet nectarine pastimes. For stealing butter and yogurt from the houses of the cowherd women of Vrindavan and dancing and sporting with the young married maidens of Raj, he is known as Vipina Purandara. He is ever youthful, the best of lovers. He is always playing on a flute, and he is an excellent dresser. Krishna is the protector of the inhabitants of Raj, the destroyer of various demoniac dynasties, the keeper and tender of Nanda Maharaj's cows, the giver of pleasure to the cows, land, and senses, the husband of the goddess of fortune, the butter thief, and the beautiful cowherd boy of Nanda Maharaj. Krishna wanders along the banks of the river Yamuna, where he stole the garments of the young damsels of Raj, who were bathing there. He delights in the mellows of the Ras dance. He is very merciful, the lover and beloved of Srimati Radharani, the great dancer of Vrindavan, and the shelter and only refuge of Thakur Bhakti Vinod. Oh, my mind, just dance. Oh, my mind, just dance. Oh, my mind, please dance, chanting Dayal Nitai Chaitanya. Such a merciful personality as Nityananda Prabhu is not to be found anywhere. He suffers a beating from Jagai and Madhai and still gives them love of God. When you become offenseless, you will obtain love of God. But in these names of Chaitanya and Nitai, there is no consideration of offenses. Once you have a taste for the holy name of Krishna, bondage to this world will come to an end. When there is attachment to the holy name of Krishna, then very easily the life of a living being becomes successful. Without attachment to Krishna, life is simply false. If the mercy of Lord Gauda is there, then at the end of life you will obtain the beautiful vision of Radha and Shyam in Vrindavan. O brothers, chant Hari, chant Hari, chant Hari. Seeing our unhappiness, Lord Gauranga and Lord Nittai have brought the holy name. Except for the holy name, there is no other treasure for the soul. By the influence of the holy name, even Jagai and Madhai became pure, and they were both greatly sinful persons. I passed my life uselessly, bound by Maya to the false conceptions of I and mine, wandering here and there under the control of mundane desires. There is no end to these worldly desires, therefore, where shall I go next? O brothers, chant Hari, Hari, for life in the jaws of material desire is a useless existence. Freedom from mundane hankerings is the platform of actual happiness. Having become pure and situated in transcendence, by giving up all desire for mundane enjoyment and liberation, I chant the holy name of the Supreme Lord. I dance in ecstasy due to the power and divine qualities of the holy name, and having given up all endeavors for insignificant material enjoyment, I obtain all these results. Thakur Bhakti Vinod says, giving up all offenses to the holy name, I discard the impediments to the pure chanting of the holy name. Chant the holy name of Hari. O brothers, chant the holy name in ecstasy. Chant the holy name. Birth after birth in happiness, chant the holy name of Hari. Chant the holy name of Hari. O brothers, you have obtained a human birth. Now chant the holy name. Chant the holy name. Whether you are in happiness or distress, chant the holy name of Hari. Chant the holy name of Hari. Whether in prosperity or misfortune, you should chant the holy name. Chant the holy name. Whether you are a householder or a sannyasi, chant the holy name. While remaining in this material world, chant the holy name of Hari. Chant the holy name of Hari. O brothers, give up the association of non-devotees and chant the holy name. Chant the holy name. Falling at the feet of the Vaishnavas, chant the holy name of Hari. Chant the holy name of Hari. Chant the holy names of Gauda and Nityananda. Chant the holy names of Gauda and Gadadhar. Chant the holy names of Gauda and Advaita. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, the descendant of the Yadu dynasty, husband of the goddess of fortune, and killer of the demon Keshi. Oh, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Krishna, who is the protector of the cows, the pleaser of the cows' land and senses, the supreme enjoyer, and the slayer of the demon Madhu. Chant the holy names Radha Govinda. Chant Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Chant Radha Govinda. Now that the waters of the spiritual master's mercy have put out the fire of your worldly existence, chant Radha Govinda. Offering body, home, family, and all to Sri Krishna, chant Radha Govinda. With a sincere and honest heart, intently chant Radha Govinda. Drinking the water that has washed the feet of a Vaishnav who strictly follows the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami, chant Radha Govinda. Giving up the 10 offenses to the holy name and the fruits of material enjoyment and liberation, chant Radha Govinda. Making the dust from the feet of a gopi your only means of living, chant Radha Govinda. Feel refreshed and satisfied living in Vraj, and in your eternal spiritual form chant Radha Govinda.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Through the mouth of Srila Rupa Goswami, Krishna, in the form of Lord Chaitanya, the son of Mother Shachi, preached the glories of his own holy name. There is no difference between that holy name of Lord Hari and Lord Hari himself. The Vedic scriptures sing of the true value and glory of the holy name. All the Upanishads are like a necklace of beautifully effulgent jewels shining before the lotus feet of the holy name. They perpetually perform Mangal Aarti for the holy name with Aarti lamps of 10 ghee wicks. Within the 14 worlds, those demigods, men and demons, whose fortune is very great, perpetually drink the nectar of the sweet mellows of the holy name, casting aside all kinds of fruitive activities and speculative forms of knowledge. The eternally liberated souls, however, always worship the holy name in beautifully composed hymns and songs, and sit in Golok Vrindavan, constantly singing the name. Therefore, they do not know any separation from the holy name. The two syllables, ha and ri, are a mine of all devotional mellows. All the ecstasies of devotion have taken shelter in them. Falling at the lotus feet of the holy name, Thakur Bhakti Vinod says, O Hari Nam, I pray for residence at your lotus feet.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
All glories, all glories to the holy name, the abode of immortal transcendental bliss. The Supreme Absolute Truth, who possesses an eternal form, has descended in the form of the holy name. He shows mercy to his devotees and shows boundless compassion and kindness to all fallen souls. All glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is called by different names such as Hari, Krishna, and Rama. He is the auspicious resting place of all living entities within the universe, and he delights the minds of all souls. Great sages, honoring his holy name, constantly sing that holy name, filling their mouths with the sound. O eternal holy name of Krishna, you possess all powers and bestow auspiciousness upon the living beings. Without you, there is no other friend to deliver us from the ocean of material existence. You have come for the deliverance of all fallen souls. For all souls within this world, there is much misery and sorrow. O Hari Nam, if someone calls upon you just one time, feeling himself very meek and lowly, possessing nothing and seeing no other remedy for his relief, you then easily destroy all his sorrows. If one simply obtains a slight reflection or glimmer of you, then all sorts of terrible miseries disappear. Thakur Bhakti Vinod says, all glories to the holy name of Lord Hari. O Hari Nam, I perpetually fall at your lotus feet. The Son of the Holy Name has appeared in the universe to destroy all forms of ignorance. Casting aside all worldly things, the saintly become devoted to Him alone. The Son of the Holy Name is the remover of the darkness of ignorance. O Hari Nam, who actually knows your greatness? What sort of learned man is capable of singing all your glories? O holy name, From the very moment you first appear on the horizon of the heart, the darkness of this material world is almost totally devoured. Quickly destroying all remaining darkness, you bestow divine wisdom upon our spiritually blinded eyes. That divine wisdom gives rise within the heart to pure devotion and an understanding of the transcendental characteristics of Lord Hari. This wonderful pastime of yours is eternal, and Thakur Bhaktivinod has understood its essence. The learned man, endeavoring in the practice of Gyan Yoga, eventually sees the Supreme Brahman. That realization of Brahman in full knowledge removes all the potential sinful reactions lying in his heart. By dint of Brahman realization, all such potential sinful reactions are destroyed. But unless one undergoes the suffering of current sinful reactions, they will not be destroyed. Therefore, despite being a Brahman realized soul, even such a learned man must undergo the current reactions to his sins and thus be implicated in the cycle of birth and death. But, O Holy Name, if you are vibrated on the tongue of your unalloyed devotee, then all of his sinful reactions of both past and present lives are completely destroyed. This truth is sung by the Vedas again and again. O Son of the Holy Name, when you arise on the horizon of the living being's heart, it becomes completely purified. The bondage to materialistic activities and speculative knowledge disappears, and the soul's worldly existence comes to an end without any difficulty. Thakur Bhaktivinod, raising his arms, says, "Take up the banner of the Holy Name and walk along sounding the drum of the Holy Name. In this way, you will surely obtain the direct audience of Krishna, the holder of the flute." O Harinam, you possess unlimited forms, such as the beloved son of Mother Yashoda, the increaser of the bliss of Gokul, the son of Nanda, and the reservoir of all transcendental mellows. You are the slayer of the demons Putana and Trinavarta, the breaker of the cart, the protector of the cows, the player of the flute, the destroyer of the demons Aga and Baka, the holder of Govardhan Hill. And you are a cowherd boy. You destroyed the Keshi demon, bewildered Lord Brahma, and broke the pride of Indra, king of heaven. You are the destroyer of Aristasura, the enchanter of all the young girls of Gokul, and you sport along the sandy banks of the river Yamuna. You delight Srimati Radhika and give life to the Ras dance. You sport in the groves near Radhakund, performing a variety of pastimes. You are the reservoir of pleasure attractive to every living being. You remove all inauspiciousness and are the husband of the goddess of fortune. You are the source of all incarnations such as Lord Nrsimha, the half-man, half-lion incarnation, and Matsya, the fish avatar. O Harinam, you are pleasing to the cows, land, and senses. You are the dwarf Brahman incarnation Vaman and the slayer of the demon Madhu. You are the moon of the Yadu dynasty and always wear beautiful garlands of fresh forest flowers. You are the destroyer of the Kaliya serpent, the delighter of Gokul, and you rejoice in the worship of Srimati Radharani. Thakur Bhaktivinod, understanding your glories, clasps the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami and Svarup Damodar Goswami and prays, O Harinam, According to your sweet will, you are manifest in all these forms and in many others also. Please, let them increase my love and attachment for you. O Lord, you possess two transcendental forms, popularly called Vachya and Vachaka. The Vachya is your beautiful form full of transcendental knowledge and bliss. The Vachaka forms are your holy names, such as Sri Krishna, etc. This transcendental sound form is the resting place of the bliss of all souls. Your unlimited manifestations are found in these two forms. Taking pity and being very kind, they confer upon the fallen souls entrance to your divine pastimes. But I have understood your Vachaka form to be more merciful than your Vachya form, O Lord. Thus do I find your holy name most wonderful. It is the declaration of the Vedas that the holy name of the Lord and the Lord are none different, yet still the holy name is more merciful than the Lord himself. If one is an offender to Lord Krishna, but respects his holy name and calls out with all his heart and soul, Ram, Krishna, Hari, then all his offenses depart. And that person then swims without difficulty in the ocean of divine bliss and transcendental mellows. A person may commit offenses to the Vachya or the transcendental figure and personality of the Lord. But if he is under the shelter of the pure holy name, he crosses over all those offenses. At the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami, Thakur Bhaktivinod begs for constant attachment and love for the Vachaka or divine holy name of the Supreme Lord. O holy name, your glories are boundless. I therefore bow down at your lotus feet again and again. O festival of Gokul, O ocean of bliss, I fall down at your lotus feet, for I am feeling very distressed and troubled at heart. You are Lord Krishna. Your divine form is perfect, and you are the origin of all transcendental mellows. Falling down at your lotus feet, I sing of your divine qualities. You destroy the multitude of afflictions of that person who takes exclusive shelter at your holy feet. O holy name, you destroy all his offenses, even those he might have committed to you directly. Cleansing him of all impurities, you, who are the supreme shelter, sit upon a throne within his heart. You are delightful and beautiful, the personification of complete cognizance and deep ecstasy. The Vedas sing of you, saying, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the personification of all transcendental mellows. At the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami, Thakur Bhaktivinod constantly begs that at every moment there be the transcendental vibration of the holy name. When the great soul Narad Muni plays his veena, the holy name Radhika Raman descends and immediately appears amidst the kirtan of the Lord's devotees. Like a monsoon cloud, the holy name showers nectar in their ears. All the devotees, due to great ecstasy, repeatedly dance to their heart's content. All the people of the universe become maddened upon entering this intoxicating shower of nectar. Some people cry, some dance, and others become fully intoxicated within their minds. Lord Shiva, embracing Narad Muni, repeatedly makes loud screams of ecstatic joy. And Lord Brahma, dancing very ecstatically, says, "All of you kindly chant, Hari Bol, Hari Bol." In great happiness, the thousand-faced Anantashesha chants, "Hari, Hari." By the influence of the transcendental vibration of the holy name, the whole universe becomes ecstatically maddened, and everyone tastes the mellows of the holy name. Thakur Bhakti Vinod, the humble servant of the Lord, says, "The holy name of Krishna has fulfilled all my desires by vibrating on everyone's tongue." Bhaktivinoda therefore prays at the feet of Sri Rupa Goswami that the chanting of Harinam may continue like this always. No profit in a life devoid of devotional service to Krishna. Therefore, all the religiosity and irreligiosity of a living being bewildered by false worldly designations is useless. Mysticism, performance of Vedic sacrifices, severe austerities, impersonal meditation, renunciation of the world and cultivating knowledge of the impersonal Brahman in the forms of various spiritual paths are all causes of the soul's further bondage to this world. Take this advice of Thakur Bhaktivinoda. Give up all these various paths. Shelter pure love of Krishna in your heart, for this alone is transcendental to all mundane designations and qualities. O fish-like soul, why are you falling into the nets of Maya? You do not know that being bound up by those nets, you will have to remain in this world for a long, long time. After becoming a captive in Maya's snare due to the influence of desires for insignificant enjoyment, you remain in a spiritually diseased condition, punishable as a servant or dependent. Now, on the strength of pure devotion, swim freely in the ocean of Krishna Prema, and always remain subservient to and dependent on Lord Krishna. Love for Krishna, the embodiment of eternality, bliss, and knowledge, is like a very chaste and beautiful woman whose ornaments are the qualities of mercifulness and religiosity. Divine wisdom is her silken sari, and the practice of devotional service her excellent bodily fragrance. Adorned by these qualities, that beautiful and chaste woman steals away the mind of Krishna himself. If ornaments are worn by one completely devoid of beauty, then do they appear beautiful in this world? Similarly, one is not able to satisfy Lord Krishna by possessing good qualities like mercifulness and religiosity if he is devoid of love for him. As there is not much beauty to an ornament worn on the body of a female monkey, in the same way, I do not hold in very high esteem qualities such as mercifulness and religiosity if they are devoid of love for Krishna. O brothers, why do you insist on disturbing the peace of the Vaishnavas again and again by screaming out, "The Supreme Lord is formless! The Supreme Lord is a void"? Having accepted this philosophy which you consider good, you are simply wasting time. You should understand this essential truth. Without devotion to the Lord, there is no success in mere dry arguments. On the strength of insignificant logic and argument, you have failed to taste the bliss of pure devotion to God. Therefore, your birth as a human being is useless. For although you are all very great thinkers and logicians, in this respect, you did not judge rightly. Oh, brothers, what more will you say if I worship Sri Krishna under the shelter of Rupa Goswami and immerse myself in divine love for Lord Hari? Why do you hate the way the Lord is worshipped by foreigners? Various characteristics and kinds of worship exist for various people in different countries. Some people worship the Lord in an untidy or careless manner. Some worship him by bending down on their knees. Still others are in the habit of closing their eyes while worshiping. And some worship his impersonal Brahman aspect. Some people worship him through various yoga postures, and some immerse themselves in the congregational chanting of the Lord's holy names. But all of them worship that one and only supreme treasure, Lord Sri Krishna. Therefore, you should all live in brotherhood and friendship, and always practice devotional service to Lord Hari in this life and after death. Oh, my mind, how foolish you are. Just worship the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna in the forests of Vraj. Without such worship, there is no means of spiritual advancement. Give up all speculative knowledge and materialistic activities and just worship Radha and Krishna in the forests of Vraj. You should worship and serve Lord Gaura, Advaita, and the original spiritual master, Lord Nityananda. Knowing Lord Gaura and Lord Krishna to be the same, and knowing the spiritual master to be very dear to Krishna, you should remember the dear associates of Lord Chaitanya, such as Srivas Thakur, Haridas Thakur, Morari Gupta, and Mukunda Dutt. In deep love for Lord Gaura, you should remember the two great personalities, Srivas Thakur and Haridas Thakur. You should remember the Goswamis of Vrindavan, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jeev Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami. If you worship Lord Krishna, then you should remember the two great souls, Sri Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. You should also remember Raghava Pandit, Gopal Bhatt Goswami, Svarup Damodar Goswami, and Ramananda Rai. If you really seek love of Krishna, then you must remember Svarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai. You should remember Srila Kavi Kanapur and all his family members, who are all sincere servants of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You should also remember the father of Kavi Karnapur, Shivananda Sen. Always remember Sri Kavi Karnapur and his family. You should remember all those Vaishnavs who strictly follow the path of Sri Rupa Goswami and who are absorbed in the ecstasy of bhajan. If you actually want residence in the land of Vraj, then you must remember all the Vaishnavs who are followers of Srila Rupa Goswami. My dear mind, please consider all of this. How wicked you are, sunk in the poison of worldly existence. Absorbed in lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness, and so forth, you are under the control of the enemy. Oh, my mind. Oh, brother. Being attracted by a thirst for hearing mundane news, enjoying sense gratification, and seeking liberation, you think that nonsensical talk sounds very pleasant, and you have become crushed by idle gossip, hypocrisy, deceit, and the desire for fame and honor. You are not very simple or straightforward. Oh, mind, oh, brother, all these inauspicious obstacles and signs of death have surrounded you and are indeed your deadly enemies. How will you obtain Radha and Krishna if you do not give up all these unwanted things? Carefully abandon all these obstacles and keep company only with saintly devotees of the Lord. For without the association of sadhus, where else is your real welfare to be found? Absorb your mind at the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, and all unwanted things will disappear. Oh, mind, consider all of this just once. He who has failed to carefully worship the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika, which are the abodes of all auspiciousness, who has not taken shelter in the transcendental abode known as Vrindavan, which is decorated with the beautiful lotus flower named Radha, who in this life has not associated with the devotees of Radhika, who are very wise and whose devotion for Radha is very deep, how will such a person ever experience the bliss of bathing in the ocean of Lord Shyam's sublime mellows? Please understand this most attentively. Srimati Radhika is the teacher of the mellows of Kanjika love. The pure love between Radha and Madhava is meant to be discussed and contemplated. He who cherishes the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani with great care obtains the lotus feet of Krishna, which are like priceless jewels. Without taking shelter of the lotus feet of Radha, one can never meet Krishna. The Vedic scriptures declare that Krishna is the property of the maidservants of Sri Radha. Having abandoned wealth, followers, wife, sons, and friends, and having given up materialistic activities and speculative knowledge, one should become absorbed in the sweetness of service to the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. This is Bhakti Vinod's solemn declaration. Beyond the Viraj River lies the pure spiritual sky, or the Vaikuntha world. And above the Vaikuntha realm lies the divine abode known as Goloka Vrindavan. The land of Vrindavan is made of spiritual gems and is therefore likened to a mine of fully cognizant and blissful jewels. This transcendental realm is certainly a wonderful and extraordinary sight. Within that abode, where everything is fully conscious, resides Lord Krishna, who is compared to a charming tamal tree, which is considered to be the best of trees and possesses color like that of a sapphire. Upon that blackish tree has appeared a beautiful golden creeper. Her name is Mahabhav due to being the essence of the pleasure-giving Ladini potency. She is the conqueror of all realms, the supreme purifier, and the enchantress of Sri Krishna, who is himself the enchanter of all the worlds. She is also known as Radha, whose friends, headed by Lalita, are compared to her leaves and flowers. The creeper, meeting with all her friends, firmly embraces that blackish tree named Govinda, and having satisfied his heart, remains there in great ecstasy. At the touch of the creeper, the tamal tree blooms, but without her embrace, he can no longer exist. The creeper, without the company of that tamal tree, is also unable to live. Therefore, she always prays for their meeting. Bhaktivinod desires nothing else but the meeting of this divine couple, Radha and Krishna. Srimati Radharani is the crest jewel of all young women. She is the beloved daughter of King Vrishabhanu and is very fond of wearing blue-colored garments. Her very pleasing complexion conquers the beauty of cut gold. Her locks of hair are nicely arranged, and she is the life and soul of Lord Krishna. Srimati Radharani, who is very learned in the science of Ras, is artfully adorned with jewels, nicely decorated with tilak, and covered with a beautiful corset. Her breasts are adorned with valuable gems, and her eyes are anointed with black collyrium. Thus she appears as sweetness personified. Give up everything and become a maidservant at the lotus feet of Radharani. Just worship her and serve her with great care and attention. Beholding her effulgent rays of beauty, Rati, Gauri, and Leela abandon all their pride. At her feet, the good fortune of Shachi, Lakshmi, and Satya is defeated. The gopis, led by Chandravali, are all staunch competitors of Radharani for Krishna's favor. Yet, they all accept their defeat by Srimati Radharani, for she alone controls Krishna. Thakur Bhaktivinod, a resident of Godrum, always endeavors for the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, the most beloved of Lord Hari. Srimati Radharani is the crest jewel of all amorous young maidens who take pleasure in the transcendental mellows. She is a beautiful swan in the waters of love for Krishna, a transcendental wish-fulfilling creeper on the family tree of Maharaj Vrishabhanu, and the source of all the goddesses of fortune. Around her waist, she wears red silken cloth on which tiny bells are strung. And hanging down upon her breasts is a lovely necklace of pearl. In this way, she looks very charming and beautiful. Srimati Radharani's bodily luster is very beautiful, like the golden whorl of the best of lotus flowers. She embodies the sweet, immortal nectar of adolescence. And her sweet smiling is mixed with the fragrant camphor of new youthfulness. She is very faithful to Lord Krishna. Seeing that Krishna, the supremely mischievous son of Nanda, has arrived on the outskirts of the Vrindavan forest and was returning from tending the cows, Radharani offers her prayers to him with deep affection, her eyes agitated with fear. Srimati Radharani is the life and soul of all the women of Vraj and is very dear to Mother Yashoda. Due to the affection of beautiful Alita Devi, Radha's spiritual form has fully blossomed like a lotus, and she displays beautiful and graceful limbs. Radharani, accompanied by Vishakha, picks forest flowers and strings together a Vaijayanti flower garland for Krishna. Radharani is the best of all the gopis, is always situated on the chest of the Lord, and is the most beloved of Krishna.